Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Italian Hour. Ciao a tutti, buongiorno o buonasera. Benvenuti all'ora italiana. Abbiamo qui Angela Zagarella. Ciao, buonasera.
Ciao Andrea, and thank you for
Ciao.
having me. Ciao.
Mio piacere è
Allora.
tutto nostro, tutto degli ascoltatori. E allora, let me start with a little bit of housekeeping. I'm recording the show for the web-only part of Cebu. So if you're listening this, maybe you're seeing us on the Facebook page, but I'm also posting this on the Cebu podcasting for the Italian Hour. And this is the first time I'm doing it because on the last show, the actual radio program, I announced that Angela was going to do a presentation about the Decameron and the Promessi Sposi, which are two famous books that we're going to talk in one second. So I wanted to make sure that all the listeners have a chance to catch them because it will actually happen before the next radio show. So I wouldn't have a chance to promote it then. So I wanted to make sure all the cable listeners can do that. And also a quick thing also, if at any way you can contribute to cable, right now there is a match. So whatever, if there's any way you can donate anything to Cebu, every dollar you donate, it's going to be doubled. So if you go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button, that would be great for your support. Allora, Angela, parliamo un po' di questo Boccaccio e di questo Manzoni. So let's talk a little bit about this event and Boccaccio and Manzoni. So first of all, most important thing, how to get to it, how to join the event is, so it's going to be
So,
hosted on Zoom, right?
yes, the event is free and it will be on the platform Zoom. The event can be found on the Eventbrite platform. Of course, it's been advertised through social media, through the Associazione Culturale Italiana,
Di
di
Portland.
Portland, Facebook page, and also on other venues. But in any case, if you don't see the event in any of these other venues, you can go to the Eventbrite page and you can do a search with the simple keywords, two great Italian writers, coronavirus, and it will come up. It will be the only event. You need to register because once you register, you will get a link to join us on Saturday at 4 p.m. May 9th. Again, it's free. It's an opportunity for us to gather and then have a conversation around this very important topic and this very important moment that we
Okay,
all.
so let me just give a few details. If you want to join, if you are on social media and specifically Facebook, you can find the Associazione Culturale Italiana di Portland by typing ACIPDX. Or also, if you just type, maybe you're already following the Italian Hour. So if you do Italian Hour Portland on Facebook, you would find the page for the Italian Hour. And there, of course, I'm posting information there. If you don't want to do social media, you don't like sharing information, totally understand that. I had feedback from a few listeners that they don't like to do that, and I totally understand that. Go to groups.io/g/Italian Hour. It's a new mailing list that I've created, but it's also you can read it without having to subscribe to it. So the great thing is, if you do want to get updates, you just put your email address and you will get updates. If you just want to read the announcement and find out how to get to this event or other events, groups.io/g/Italian Hour. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Kant now that hopefully people know how to get to it. Boccaccio and Manzoni.
Yes, so basically this event has been organized by the Associazione Culturale Italiana di Portland for to give an answer to what has been going on both in here where we are now located. We are in Portland, Oregon, and also in our home country, which has been the country, one of the countries that's been hit the most. And so we wanted to create a moment of reflection, a moment of a conversation, at the same time also informing each other. And that's kind of along the same lines of what has happened in Italy, because in Italy, when the crisis hit, the highest moment when the schools were closed, actually there was a principal of a liceo in Milano, Liceo Alessandro Volta, who exhorted his students to stay home and go and read Manzoni. So Manzoni, who was Manzoni? Well, all of us Italians know Manzoni,
We
of
painfully know him really
course.
well because we had to, like, at least me and you had to study him in high school.
Exactly. We all know the names, at least the names, and so some of us know a little bit more. Some of us read it again later in years, so because these are two important writers, two classic writers. And the most important thing or characteristics of classics are that when every time you read them, they give you more information, they tell you something new, and that's exactly what is happening now with these two big writers who wrote distance of about 650 years apart. Boccaccio wrote in 1348, the Decameron, and the Manzoni wrote in 1827, the Betrothed. And so there's a
Yeah,
big
and I
span
think
of
what you
time.
just mentioned, I think, is very important because actually, when Boccaccio writes, he lived through it, and then he writes about it, and he uses that as a part of the story. Versus Manzoni, he writes, I don't know, what is it, 200 years after, or quite a
Right,
while.
no.
So he does some historical research. So it's
Right.
two completely different experiences. One, yeah, it's interesting to actually live through it and survive to tell us about it, and.
Exactly. So these two accounts, so both writers write during the time where Italy was afflicted by the plague. And there were several instances actually where this happened. But the Boccaccio, as you said, Andrea, he lived through it. And so he actually tells us a little bit about what did the people do? How did they react? What were the coping strategies? How did they, what did they, what were they feeling? Which is exactly kind of what we are going through now. And so he created a story centered around 10 people, that well-to-do people that leave the city where they're living, actually in Florence, and they go to the countryside, the beautiful Tuscan countryside, and they seclude themselves in a house, and they gather in every day to tell each other stories. So one story a day for 10 people, and so you have a series of them, and that's how they pass the
Yeah, and
time.
every day has a theme. And
And everybody,
if I
every
remember
day,
right, it's seven women
seven girls
and
and
three
three
guys, right?
young
Yeah,
men. Yes,
young
exactly.
women, I think.
Right.
But yeah,
So, and
and every day has a theme, and it's, yeah, so.
And of course, this is written in the importance of Boccaccio as a writer. That's why we all know, besides the fact that what he wrote, actually, he was an inspiration for Canterbury Tales of Chaucer, who is also another important writer of English literature. But also, Boccaccio is important because it belongs to the Holy Trinity of Italian writers
Yeah,
who
Petrarca and
came
Dante, right?
from Tuscany, Dante Petrarca, who actually are the ones who contributed to make the Italian language based on Tuscan vernacular. So that's his main contribution. And so that happened then. It's an interesting book that it's, as I said, it more entertaining. At the same time, there is a lot of that you can learn about, more like how he looks at love and the relationship with women. And so really a different take of what instead Alessandro Manzoni did 650 years
Yeah, and
later.
I would like to mention that you can find these texts now online. If in any way you want to read the original Italian ones, you can go to liber.it, and that liber is LIBER, which is Latin for book. And they have all these texts online. If you prefer English translations, you can go to the Gutenberg.org site, and that's www.gutenberg.org, and you just search the names and you'll find them. And yeah, I personally enjoy a lot more reading Boccaccio. I did read a little bit of Boccaccio after you mentioned this event to me. I did catch up a little bit on Boccaccio, Manzoni. I still remember when we were studying in high school. I don't know you, but I had the shortened version of the Bignami. I don't know if you remember
With the
that.
notes, yeah, so just to
The
get
famous
shortcuts.
Ernesto Bignami that all Italian kids know.
For the shortcuts, because these are, especially Manzoni, is an historical novel and
Yeah.
it's a
And
pretty
since we all had to study. In fact,
book.
I know Ernesto Bignami started his publishing empire based on the Promessi Sposi. Then he started doing all kind of books, and he became for us growing up in Italy, everybody knew about Bignami, basically.
Right. And the reason we must say, in addition to the account of the plague, the reason why the Promessi Sposi is an important book is because it's the book that codified the official language of the newly formed Italy. Italy was unified in 1861. The Manzoni wrote 1827, but his book had several revisions and he came out 1840, but several editions because he could not decide on the version of the language. So he wrote, it was from Milano, he wrote in his local Milanese language, but then he also went to Tuscany where he sort of cleaned up his Milanese language, and that's why we actually have a saying that says lavare i panni nell'Arno, that comes from the Promessi Sposi, which means you wash your clothes in the Arno. The Arno is where is the language that he used got cleaned up, and that's the language that then became the official language of Italy, because after unification, although we were one nation, we also spoke very different local languages, and it wasn't until then, and then a little bit later with television, that the official Italian language became popular and everybody started
Yeah,
speaking.
unfortunately, it was TV in Italy really that made everybody to speak Italian because, well, actually, no, it's interesting because me and you, although we live at, we come from completely different parts of Italy, we both are, well, I'm from Friuli Venezia Giulia, specifically from Trieste, you're from Sicily, Catania, and we still, people really speak it at home, the local dialect, it's really felt. Versus today, I don't know, I remember going to Milano and a lot of the people our generation already start forgetting it. It was
Well,
it's
we
really hard to
all,
find people
yes,
speak it.
you are right. We do, we all speak it. We actually in Italy, we all have we are all bilingual. We live in a situation of bilingualism, and the local language, which is called dialect, but I'm a linguist, and so I have my take on that. It really, a dialect, they say, is a language that has lost the war. It's a language, our local language is a language per se, but they don't have the state stature because the Italian language was a language that was imposed. But the idea is, and we've gone through several steps and stages over the years, is that we don't have to use one instead of the other. We just need to keep them and separate, like a bilingual person will do. You use one language in one realm, you use another one. And for us, the local language, as we all know, is the language of our heart, of intimacy, the language that really speaks very closely to us. While the Italian language, which has the base on the Tuscan language and the language of Manzoni, is the one we all need to use to understand one another. If I speak my own local language and Andrea, you speak your own, we wouldn't understand one another.
Oh yeah,
Because
no,
we
it's
have a
pretty hard.
complete different, the more distant we are from the center, Tuscany, the more diverse is the local language. And so we are at the two different opposite sides of the peninsula, and we are out of luck there,
Yeah,
which is
no, it's
fascinating. It's fascinating, our linguistic situation.
yes, for sure. In fact, no, it's yeah, it's hard. So a lot of people, maybe here in the States, like your students that learn Italian and then they go to some cities, towns where it can be really, even if they speak Italian pretty well, then it could be pretty challenging to talk to all the
Well,
people.
yes, my job
That's
as a teacher of Italian, that's what I do, and teaching a beginning, intermediate, advanced level. When my students finally go to Italy, then they come back and they said, "But I went." If they go south, like I always entice them to go to Sicily, that's where I'm from, they have a hard time understanding, and they think, why did I not understand? But it is because of that, because the distance of the Sicilian language from the Tuscan is much bigger than, say, the language of a region closer to Tuscany. And so you don't pick up as much. It's almost like a complete set of different sounds, and that's what is discouraging. It's not a matter of they speak better or worse.
Well,
There is no better
oh
or
yeah,
worse
no. Well, I mean, even if
language.
you come to my part of Italy, let's say Triveneto, the bigger Triveneto is the three regions in the northeast. You know, you can end up speaking well different language, like Friulano. That's literally a different language. Triestino is kind of a variation of Venetian and dialect.
And the Venetian, do you
It's
understand
different, and
Venetian?
then you can end up in I don't know, Alto Adige, and they speak German, so it's definitely very varied in different languages.
A richness that we
Oh
have in our heritage, which never lose it. And
Okay, well, thank you, Angela, very much for coming for this very first special episode of KBOO's Italian Hour, recorded just for the web and also for video if you're on Facebook.
Thank you.
And let me give information again for the listeners. If you're listening to that episode, go to groups.io/g/Italian Hour if you want to see a mailing list or just read information without having to sign up. If you're on Facebook, go to the Associazione Culturale Italiana di Portland. That's a mouthful for the Italian Cultural Association of Portland. And just search in Facebook ACIPDX and you'll find it. Or on Eventbrite, search the words Italian writers coronavirus and you should find Angela's event. So can't wait to hear the event. Again, yeah, it's Saturday, this Saturday, May 9th at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And because I know that, well, you told me how many people already signed up? We're recording this on May
Well, as of
4th.
today, the list keeps growing. As of today, we have about 48 people, which then
48. Oh my gosh.
48, and that is very interesting because I thought that we need, in a time like this, we just need a moment where we can gather and we can have a conversation. Obviously, something is in everybody's mind, and this really creates an opportunity. And I also think that we, as a part of the Associazione Culturale, we are organizing this as a response from all of us Italians. We're all Italians involved in this group, active in this group, as a response to the community that we live in, but also as we are the speakers, we are the representative, the ambassadors of our culture outside our country. And Italy has been hit very hard, and it's been in our hearts. And so this is a moment for us to just all gather and talk about it. So the event will be more or less about a half an hour, 40 minutes of a presentation, and then it will be open up for questions and hopefully to a conversation. So very
Ok,
interesting.
grazie tantissimo e ci sentiamo sabato allora. Ciao
Grazie,
Angela,
grazie a te, Andrea.
buonanotte a questo punto.
Sì,
Ciao,
grazie.
ciao
Ciao,
Angela, ciao,
grazie.
ciao, ciao, grazie, 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 ciao.